Welcome to this meditation for Sunday, September the 4th. In his letter to the people of Christ in Corinth, Paul describes the Christian life as spiritual. Some people equate being spiritual with having your head in the clouds, being detached, dreamy, and out of touch with reality. But being spiritual in the Christian sense is the very opposite of dreamy detachment. Just as Hopkins wrote, "The natural, tangible world is charged with the grandeur of God." So too is Christ alive in and of the tangible, natural world and in and of us. No spirit is tangible, including God's, including ours, and yet spirit manifests itself in every sort of tangible thing and in every sort of human action. In trying to live as a spiritual person in the New Testament sense, I've never yet experienced God urging me toward detachment or dreaminess of any kind. Quite the contrary. When my spirit is in sync with God's spirit, I've only ever sensed the urge to reach out, teach, preach, write, visit, work, create, innovate, renew, and become ever further involved in the life of the world and in the lives of people. So, before I read Paul's words, take a few moments to reflect upon and to access your God-given, Christ-infused, spiritual self. Paul writes, "God reveals God's very self to us through the Spirit that searches all things, even the depths of God. Who knows our own thoughts except the Spirit within us? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God, which God shares with us. We are not given the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God, so that we may understand all that God freely offers us. This is what we speak," writes Paul, "not words taught us by human wisdom, but words we have been taught by the Spirit, words that enable us to explain spiritual things." Those who are not spiritual, he continues, do not receive the gifts of God's Spirit, but consider them foolish, because they cannot understand them, because these things can only be discerned spiritually. But those who are spiritual can discern the things of God and live by them instead of the ways of the world. No one knows the ways of God except as the Spirit reveals them. Through the Spirit that dwells within us. Take some time now to connect your spirit with God's spirit. What do you sense? What do you find yourself suddenly thinking and feeling? The gifts of God's Spirit are never foolish. Far from it. They are the treasure for which we long, and by which we are intended to live. But these treasures are first and foremost spiritual. Spiritual gifts that morph into tangible, worldly witness and Christ-like behavior. We must be people who constantly cultivate our spiritual selves, our God-given spiritual natures, in order to receive all that God offers us, and in order to be Christ's people in the world. And this almost always requires regular, daily time away from the world, time spent in quiet solitude, time in which God can be heard, heeded, and understood. In this time of changing seasons and changing cultural cues, as summer packs its bags for departure and fall prepares for arrival, as children and families adjust to back-to-school routines, as politicians and football players and their fans anticipate busy months ahead. What lies ahead for you? How do you feel about this? What might God be saying to you about it? What surprising, life-affirming, soul-enriching gifts might God be revealing to you, offering you, even now? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.